Hare Krishna.
Welcome to this episode of our Kartik Inspirations. Today we will hear about a very intense and fulfilling type of happiness or pleasure that is often forgotten in this world. It is called Seva Sukh, or the Sukh, happiness derived through service. There are different types of happiness. There's happiness or pleasure for the body and the limbs of the body. There's pleasure which one feels in the mind, when one feels appreciated, for instance, or encouraged. There's also pleasure in the heart, and then there is pleasure of the soul, and that pleasure is felt when the soul is engaged in devotional service to the Supreme Lord and His Beloved. Srila Rupa Goswami gives us a beautiful meditation in which a devotee can render service to the divine couple. It starts with envisioning the Yamuna, their soft breezes, a cool atmosphere mixed with the small drops from the Yamuna. The breeze carries the fragrance from various flowers that grow on the trees and vines. In the forest, the birds chirp. And all of a sudden, within the sight of the meditating devotee, Radha and Madhava step out of the forest. On all sides, they're surrounded by the sakis, who shower flowers on them. Some sprinkle water that is scented with aguru musk and other fragrant substances. And Radha Madhava are very, very blissful in that association. Their anchor bells and waist bells tinkle sweetly as they move graciously on the bank of the Yamuna. But then they feel a little bit tired. And as they have that desire in the mind, a wonderful flower house manifests as a fulfillment of their desire. So the servant follows the divine couple into the flower house and, according to Rupa Goswami, then offers three types of services. First of all, with a very soft cloth, the feet that are covered with the dust of the forest, but also the flower dust, are cleaned, so to say. Then nice Yamuna water, crystal clear, is used in order to wash and refresh their feet. And then other services, like making their hair, is done. In such meditations, the idea is to render service in meditation. But service can also be done outside of meditations, especially here in this world. We can use our words, our hands, our intelligence to render service. And the pleasure which one can feel is perhaps not of the same intensity as the devotees feel in the spiritual world, where they washed the feet of the Lord and Shrimati Radharani. But the sukha or happiness which is felt through services that are rendered in this world with the body and the mind and everything, it also fills us with a atma sukha or a happiness of the soul that is so wonderful that it fulfills us more and more and makes us yearn for the time when we can be at the banks of the Yamuna, who carefully and peacefully flows along. It is said that all the troubles of Kali Yuga are removed if a person takes shelter at the Yamuna. She has the qualities of her father, the sun. It fills us with light. And if we can bring ourselves to understand that we are there for service only in the spiritual world and here in the material world, we can also feel that seva sukha, that happiness felt in service. Thank you for listening and see you for the next Kartik Inspiration.